A sprint triathlon is an accessible first multi-sport race. It requires only a 300 to 800-yard swim, a 10 to 15-mile bike ride, and a 3.1-mile run. The central argument is that beginners do not need elite fitness or endless training hours. A structured 12-week plan can build the endurance, skills, and confidence needed to finish. If a person can already swim for 15 minutes with breaks, bike for 30 minutes, and walk or run for 30 minutes, they are close to being ready. The plan should balance all three disciplines while preventing burnout and injury. A useful structure is 6 to 8 weekly sessions, with at least 2 workouts per week for swimming, cycling, and running. Consistency matters more than perfection. Aim to complete about 85% of planned sessions and shorten workouts when time is short rather than skipping them entirely. Include complete rest days every 7 to 10 days and treat every 4th week as a recovery week by reducing volume by roughly 30%. Warning signs that more rest is needed include elevated resting heart rate, irritability, disrupted sleep, and increased cravings, especially for sugar. Complementary strength training, proper nutrition, hydration, and mobility work can improve efficiency and reduce injury risk. Training should follow a cycle of test, build, and recover phases over the 12 weeks. This allows measurable progress and keeps the program engaging. Time allocation should reflect the race. Cycling usually requires the most training time because it is the longest segment. Swimming may need extra frequency if technique is weak, and running should progress carefully by increasing frequency before duration. For longer Olympic distance preparation, a sample 10-hour training week might include 3 hours swimming, 5 hours cycling, and 2 hours running. Sprint preparation can scale those proportions down. Brick sessions, which combine cycling and running, can help the body adapt to race conditions. Mental preparation is as important as physical training. Beginners often doubt themselves, especially around open water swimming, transitions, and race distance. The guide recommends naming specific fears, using visualization, and replacing negative self-talk with realistic, positive statements. Pre-race nerves are framed not as weakness, but as the body preparing to perform. Sprint triathlons are a strong starting point because they are realistic, affordable, widely available, and less taxing on recovery than longer races. Beginners often finish in 1 to 2 hours. Sprint racing also builds balanced fitness, supports weight management, improves heart health, and reduces the muscle imbalances common in single-sport athletes. Participation in sprint triathlons has increased 50 to 60% over the past decade, and even professional triathletes continue to race sprint distances, showing that these events are respected competitions rather than mere beginner races. Gear does not need to be expensive, but it must be safe and functional. For swimming, a swim cap, goggles with a backup pair, and a swimsuit or tri-suit are essential. For cycling, a bicycle, a CPSC-approved helmet, water bottles, and optionally cycling shoes are needed. For running, proper running shoes, a race belt, and moisture-wicking socks are important. Optional comfort items include a wetsuit for water below 72 degrees Fahrenheit, anti-chafing lubricant, sunglasses, a hat or visor, water-resistant sunscreen, a small towel, and elastic laces for quick changes. Transition setup is a major part of race execution. Athletes should rack their bikes correctly, organize gear in the order it will be used, and place bike gear on one side of the front wheel and run gear on the other. Helmet and cycling shoes should be near the front and unfastened for quick access, while running shoes and accessories go behind the bike gear. Marking the spot with a towel and noting landmarks or counting racks helps the athlete find the bike quickly after the swim. Race day begins early, with athletes waking 3 to 4 hours before the start and arriving at least 60 minutes before the race. Morning tasks include checking tire pressure and shifting, setting up transition methodically, walking the transition area to memorize the bike's location, and studying the swim entry and exit and run course. The race should be treated as one continuous 60 to 90 minute effort, not three separate events. In the swim, avoid sprinting the start and find a steady rhythm. On the bike, use heart rate, power, or perceived effort to maintain a sustainable pace. In the run, start with shorter strides because the legs feel awkward after cycling, then gradually settle into a rhythm. The guiding principle is that smooth beats fast. Recovery after the race is critical. Within 20 minutes of finishing, consume 200 to 300 calories with a 3-to-1 carbohydrate to protein ratio and begin rehydration. Prioritize gentle mobility, compression wear, and leg elevation before celebratory drinks. Training should resume with short, easy sessions that promote blood flow without stressing the body. The key takeaways are that sprint triathlon success comes from balanced training, practical preparation, and mental readiness. Beginners should focus on manageable distances, consistent weekly workouts, proper rest, safe gear, practice transitions, and steady race day pacing. The finish time is less important than completing the race and building the confidence, discipline, and fitness that can support a lifelong multi-sport journey.